How does China define poverty and poverty eradication?
Well, that's an especially interesting question to lead off with, because they don't define poverty. That's the funny thing for those of us who work in the field. China does not release its definition of poverty. We believe it's using the World Bank's definition of poverty for very poor countries, which is, I think, currently $3.20 a day as a poverty threshold. But it doesn't actually give any details about what lifting people out of poverty means, which is not to say they haven't actually made progress. It's just to say there's no way to really measure or verify the progress they've made.
So how would it compare to, say, us defining poverty here in Australia?
In Australia, there are several definitions used. The most common one used by academics is people who make less than 60% of the median income, which means that there will always be poor people. It's just a matter of as the incomes go up, the threshold which we use for poverty goes up. Now, China has a different situation. I mean, China was until recently a very poor country. And so, of course, many people lived in what we call absolute poverty, not relative to their society, but so poor that they're having trouble finding sufficient food and shelter. And that really has improved over the last 40 years. There's no doubt about it. So while we can criticize China, even laugh at China for its, I think, clumsy propaganda on this, nonetheless, there has been real progress made.
Yeah, I guess that is part of the difficulty in defining this situation here. Here we're talking about in China, because, as you say, this has been a huge turnaround over the past few decades for the nation itself. In terms of the divide we see between rich and poor within the Chinese nation now, that certainly still seems to be incredibly severe.
Inequality in China is at all-time highs. It's one of the highest in the world, as best we can measure it. Now, again, there's some difficulties, but they do allow one major household survey that is done, and I believe it's annually in China, and they do share the data on that. And that does show very high inequality. A Gini coefficient is the measure we use of somewhere around, I think it's currently 0.54, which compared to Australia, Australia would be in the high 0.3, you know, I think it's 0.38, 0.39. Again, it depends which measure you use. We all have different ways of accounting. But I mean, the real story here is that China had to end poverty this year. This year is the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party of China, and it was one of their anniversary goals to eradicate poverty. And so, of course, come what may, coronavirus or no coronavirus, poverty is eradicated.
So looking at, the announcement from Xi Jinping, and let's say taking him at his word that this 1 trillion yuan was spent within the country eradicating poverty, do we have a real outline of, if we say it's achieved, how it was achieved? Are they giving sort of real information as to what that plan that they've used actually looked like?
Sure, we do have some information on it, and a lot of that comes from China's own releases about it, about, you know, things they're proud of that we may not have been so proud of. So, for example, tens of millions of people were rehoused out of poor villages. They had a goal that every village in China should be connected to public transportation of some kind. Now, that's a very good goal. But the way it was accomplished in many cases was simply by closing down villages and forcing people into new high-rise accommodation they'd built in nearby regional towns. Forced population transfers, not the sort of thing we usually would approve of. And it's the sort of topic that's very morally troubling or morally contentious. On the one hand, we who live in free societies really disapprove of the lack of liberty. People essentially being, for lack of a better word, put in a prison in a town where they didn't want to live. On the other hand, China would counter the purpose of doing that is to ensure that these people can have sanitary living conditions, can have access to medical care, all of which they can't provide in these remote villages. So while I don't approve of these very harsh measures to nominally eliminate poverty simply by forcibly clearing the problem, I can see the logic in it, that in some cases there is a genuine desire on the Chinese government's part to provide services to its citizens.
And just perhaps as a final point, we talk about the growing influence of the middle class within China, and these enormous inequalities are obviously still ongoing, and we're not talking about middle class people when we talk about these ones that are lifted out of poverty, but certainly we see a growing middle class and a growing influence over that one. Do you think we will see China tackling that inequality in the actual rich and poor divide as the middle class kind of absorbs more and more about what goes on in the Western world and the kind of expectations of class there?
Well, there's a growing middle class. We don't know that it has a growing influence, and that's a big question. People like me have been writing for the last decade that we hope it would have a growing influence, that it would demand greater political rights, that it would demand a say in how the country's run. We have very little evidence, though, that that's actually happened. And in fact, certainly under Xi Jinping over the last 8 years, it seems to have gone into reverse, where the party is much more dictatorial today than it was 10 years ago. So is a rising middle class necessarily going to bring with it more equitable and more democratic policies? Well, if you'd asked me 10 years ago, I would have said yes. But now I'm not so sure, and I think many of my colleagues are not so sure either.
Well, it is, look, we could go on about this. It is fascinating to talk about, or certainly I do find it fascinating to talk about. But Salvatore, I will let you go. Thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Take care.